Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today.
I bet it's something exciting.
It's starting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will, inshallah, teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
Listen, children, listen well to this song. Listen, children, listen well to this song. Allah says in the Quran, always pray and do no wrong. Allah says in the Quran, always pray and do no wrong.
Listen, children, listen well to this song. Listen, children, listen well to this song. Allah says in the Quran, always pray and do no wrong. Allah says in the Quran, always pray and do no wrong.
When you hear the adhan, you must go and do your prayer. When you hear the adhan, you must go and do your prayer.
When you hear the adhan, you must go and do your prayer.
Allah will love you and
give you your fair share. Listen, children, listen well to this song. Listen, children, listen well to this song. Allah says in the Quran, always.
Today, my butterflies, we're going to be learning about the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. Did you know Yusuf alayhi salam was the most beautiful person who ever lived? Not only was he physically beautiful, but he was from a noble family. His father Yaqub alayhi salam was a prophet also. His grandfather Ishaq alayhi salam was a prophet also. And his great-grandfather was Ibrahim alayhi salam. And guess what, butterflies? That's right, he was a prophet also. His brothers were very jealous of him. He had 11 brothers. They plotted to get rid of him. They felt that he was their father's favorite, and they didn't like that. One day, they decided they wanted to take him on a trip. Their father didn't want them to, but they insisted that they'd look after him. So they decided that they would take him when they went on their trip. But instead of looking after him and caring for him, they took Yusuf alayhi salam, ripped up his clothes, and then threw him into a well. They thought this was better than killing him. They went back to their house and lied to their father Yaqub alayhi salam and said that a wolf had killed Yusuf alayhi salam. All of a sudden, Yaqub alayhi salam couldn't believe their story. But he decided he would be patient and he would trust in Allah's help. He cried and cried so much that he even went blind. By the will of Allah, Yusuf alayhi salam was safe in the well. And a few travelers were passing by. They went to the water drawer, and when they lifted his bucket out of the well, a traveler found Yusuf alayhi salam. This handsome little boy was sitting in the bucket. The caravan of travelers who had sent this man to the well then told Yusuf alayhi salam to come with them. They took him to a place and then sold him in a market for a very small price. Now there was a kind Egyptian man. He treated him very well and took him into his house. He brought Yusuf alayhi salam up as his own child. after many years and after going through many ups and downs in the land of Egypt? Yusuf alayhi salam was made in charge of all the grain that was left in that village. Because Yusuf alayhi salam one day had a dream that there would be 7 years. The king had a dream which Yusuf alayhi salam interpreted. There would be 7 bad years and 7 good years. So in the 7 good years of grain, they were to collect and save the grain. And the 7 bad years of drought, they would use the grain that they collected. Now when the 7 good years came, the people in that area saved their grain because they knew there were 7 bad years to come. What happened to the other countries afterwards? When the 7 bad years came, the people had no food. They didn't know what to do, and the only place they could get food was coming to the king of Egypt. Now Yusuf alayhi salam was responsible for looking after these storehouses. After a while, in the 7 years, Yusuf alayhi salam's own brothers came to Egypt. They came to Yusuf alayhi salam and they asked for some grain. They needed food and they wanted to take back to their father. Because so many years had passed, they didn't recognize Yusuf alayhi salam. But guess what, butterflies? He recognized them. My butterflies, do you think Yusuf alayhi salam would hold a grudge and then not give them the food they needed? Or would he give it to them? Let's go for a break, and when we come back, I'll tell you.
Walking down the lonesome road, staring all around me. Empty faces, unseen places, seem so foreign to me. Whoa, whoa, whoa. The only place I'd rather be is home, my one and only. Thinking of your food, your blissful mood, on my mama's lap, on my daddy's back. Thinking of your smile, fills my lonesome mind. Hunger goes away, start a new day. After school, feel no rules, time to face the world so cruel. Far away from home we travel on the newfound route. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Looking back we ask ourselves where...
Let's go on with our story of Yusuf alayhi salam. After the passing of many years and going through many ups and downs, Yusuf alayhi salam met his brothers who had thrown him into the well as a child. By that time, he had a high rank in the court of the king and was responsible for looking after the grains. Even though he recognized his brothers and they didn't recognize him, they didn't know that such an important high-ranking person could be the one they threw into a well as a young child. When they came to buy the grain, Yusuf alayhi salam gave them a lot of grain and returned the price they paid as well. He told them to bring their other brother with next time. Yusuf alayhi salam liked this brother very much because he was so young. So Allah taught him what to do. He hid the goblet in the back of that brother and had his men search for it. When the goblet was found, he could keep the one who had stolen it. But he knew he just needed to be with his younger brother, Binyamin. Later on, when the rest of the brothers went home, Yaqub alayhi salam was even more sad because he thought he lost another son. He told them to return and search for the lost brother as well as for Yusuf alayhi salam. When they returned, they went to Yusuf alayhi salam and tried to tell them that their family was going through hardship and please, they needed to take their brother with them. Yusuf alayhi salam, instead of blaming them for what they had done to him, he told them that they were free of blame, but they were to go and get their father. When their father came, he told them that he hoped Allah would forgive them The brothers went home with happy news that both Yusuf alayhi salam and the second brother were safe and sound. Later on, the parents of Yusuf alayhi salam were reunited with him after the separation of many years, and Yusuf alayhi salam praised and thanked Allah for reuniting them with their family. The story of Yusuf alayhi salam was a great example of forgiveness and mercy. It was wonderful to consider how generously Yusuf alayhi salam treated his brothers, even though they were so bad and unkind to them. My butterflies, do you learn a lesson from the story? I hope so, inshallah. For now, let's go for a quick break.
You sit there, wondering why the world's so cold. Oh, it's time alone, you're a break or answer zone. Oh, then he heard a voice telling him to read his wounds. He was scared and shaken by the light he saw. Angel Gabriel was sent from right above. Jibril alayhi salam, the words he said, you're the chosen one. Chosen by Rabbi Lana, the prophet for all humanity, to spread the word. Oh, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're Allah's chosen one. He left the cave, running home to tell Khadija. She spoke the wisest word. Why does it sound like I never let you down? Another word, but she went to what it can. Her cousin who was a wise man, he said the signs are clear, they're from the Almighty. He said the words are holy and from Elohim's angel. Jibril alayhi salam, the words he said, you're the chosen one. Chosen by Rabbi Lalami, the prophet for all humanity, to spread the word. Oh, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're Allah's chosen one. The chosen one to spread
Subhanahu. Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, Ila Liga, Masalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.